Have your Bible turned with this morning to Hebrews chapter 11. I also want you to turn, if you will, to Genesis chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 11 and Genesis chapter 5. The Bible says in verse 5, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Look at verse 7. He said, "By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith." Genesis chapter 5 and verse 18. The Bible said, "Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he got Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth." As we look at this morning, and we see in Hebrews, the Bible's talking about two men. The Bible said Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found because God had translated him for his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. You know what took place in Enoch's life? Praise God. He decided to follow Jesus, glory be to God, and it made all the difference in his life. I want to say this morning, young and old, if you'll decide to follow Jesus this morning, it'll make a difference in your life. You may have been playing around, you may be religious, you may have been coming to church, but you've never decided in your heart, in your mind, to follow Jesus. If we ever get in our mind that we're going to go with Jesus and let it settle into our heart, praise God, God will help us even in the day we live. I don't care if you're young or old. It don't matter today. Praise God. But we need to settle in our heart that we're going with God. Amen. Amen. We need to settle this thing this morning. We need to decide on whose side we're on. Amen. We're serving a living God if you are. But if you're not, then you're serving the devil. I don't know who you are this morning, but you're either Jesus's or you're the devil's. Amen. I don't want to be the Jesus. I don't want to do nothing for the devil. Hey, Brother Bill says all the time, "I'd rather strike out for Jesus than knock a home run for the devil." Amen. We're living a day of wickedness, of sadness that we've never seen before. We're coming into a time of sorrows like this world's never known. But I want to say there's a good God of glory, praise God, who's on our side. He's there to help us and lead us along, praise God. He'll get us by the hand, and He'll lead us in that path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Why do you say it? So that God can get glory out of everything that we do. Do you realize God wants to get glory out of your life this morning? God wants to get glory out of my life this morning. You say, "Well, preacher, how do you do that?" By just lifting up the name of Jesus. All you got to do, praise God, is lift up the name of Jesus, praise the Lord, and God will do the rest. And God will get glory out of it. The Bible says that Enoch was translated that he should not see death. You know, I've told you, and I'll tell you again, I'm not worried about death. I'm not going to see no death. You say, "Well, preacher, you may die." Yeah, I may die, but I'll not see death. Amen. That spirit that's in me, praise God, the body goes back to dust, but that spirit's going back to God who gave it. Amen. I'm looking for graduation day. Me and Brother Bill was over there with Brother Dan Stevenson, an old soldier of the cross, this last Monday morning past. And old Brother Dan was there, praise God, and he took about 3 deep breaths, and he went on to glory. You talk about graduation. Amen. He just graduated from this old physical life into a spiritual life where he'll live on forever, glory to God. Amen. We get so caught up in this physical part that we forget the spiritual part. Amen. I want to say, hey, listen, the spiritual part's the most important part. Amen. I want to say, praise God, you know what we need in these last days we live, church? We need a Holy Ghost filling. Amen. We need the Holy Ghost to move through our heart. We need to get a closeness and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm telling you what, there's a whole lot depending on it. Yeah. I want to say there's a whole lot depending on each and every one of us here this morning. We all, listen, we all have a critical part in this thing called the church. See, this is just a building that we gather in to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. That's why we come here, to worship Him in spirit and in truth, to thank Him for His goodness and His mercy, praise God, that endures forever to usward. Thank Him for His long suffering to usward. Amen. Getting ready, preparing for that glorious day of His appearing when we'll see Him as He is. But until then, praise be to God. We're looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith, to bring us along, praise God, and build us into something that He can present to Himself for His glory and for His honor in a little while. Amen. It's not going to be, but hey, let's just a few days and we'll go out of here. If the Lord tarries, He's coming, amen, just a few days and we'll go out. You say, well, preacher, I'm young. I'm just in middle school. I'm just in high school. I'm still young, preacher. It don't matter how old you are. Amen. Bible says there's a point man wants to die and after it's the judgment. Amen. You don't know when your appointment's coming. Hello? Amen. That ain't a soul in here this morning knows when our appointment will be. Amen. It can be before dark this evening. We can be out of here. Amen. We can be out of here. We don't ever know. But praise God, I believe old Enoch knew. Praise the Lord. He said by faith Enoch was translated, should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For his translation, he had his testimony that he was pleasing to God. Amen. I wonder today, what's your testimony? You got a testimony that you're pleasing to God? Amen. Can your friends and your family look at your life and say, you know what? I bet they're God's pleased with them. Amen. Do you have a test? Do you have that testimony? Boy, if I didn't have that this morning, praise God, I'd try to get to where I could. He said if we'd draw nigh to Him, He'll draw nigh to us, praise God. He'll lead us and guide us in the path of that righteousness, that right walk with God. That's what He's desiring for us today. You know, He desires that more for you than you desire to have it. Amen. He desires a close walk. He desires a relationship. He desires us to have a testimony. The Bible says not only Enoch, but Noah. He said by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen. How did he get warned by God? He must, Brother Jeff, he must have been communicating with God. Only way we'll get warned. Hey, you know what's wrong with the world today? We're not getting warned of God because we ain't communicating with God. Amen. We've shut Him out instead of letting Him in. Amen. It's time to, instead of shutting Him out, let Him in, praise God. Listen to Him. In the volume of the book, it's written of me. That's what they said, praise God. That Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, makes a difference. But we have to open up and we have to let Him in. Amen. He said, by faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear. You know what's wrong with America today? We don't fear God no more. There was a time and a place, praise God, when an old wino would walk across the street, would come past the church, and they'd take her hat off and walk on the other side of the street when they passed by the church house. Why? Because they had a reverent fear. But you know what's wrong with it today? I'll just tell you the truth. I'll just tell on us today. There's not a whole lot of difference between the world and the church house. Amen. There's no separation no more. And God calls for us to be a separate people. Amen. To be a different, praise God, from the world. You know, well, preacher, we won't fit in. Hey, listen, newsflash, we're not supposed to fit in. If you're trying to fit in, that's where you're messing up. We're supposed to be a peculiar people. Amen. People are supposed to look at us and Brother Andrew and say, boy, ain't something strange about that fella. Amen. I love old brother Andy. He's always got a smile on his face. Amen. Why? Because he's got joy in his heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. They ought to look at it and say, why are they so happy all the time? Amen. It don't matter if it's good. Things is good. Don't matter if things is bad. Say, praise God, I got joy in my heart. Because I know who my Redeemer is. Praise the Lord. He was a difference. Said he moved with fear. He said, prepared an ark to the saving. Listen to this. Of his house. He was something about Noah. He realized they was something that he needed. He realized they was something different that needed to be done as he was a talking and he was a listening to God, and God began to finger on his heart. And you know what he did? He said, yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. See, we get caught up in rebellion, and the Lord say, you know what? I believe you. This is what you need to do. And the Lord of God will touch our hearts and we'll puff up. We say, well, I ain't going to do that. I'll wait a while. I'll do that later. Huh? You know what we do? We grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We grieve that spirit that lives in us. Praise God. Amen. We bring anguish of heart to the Lord God of glory. But as the Bible says here that Noah, amen, he was moved because he listened to God. That he feared the Lord and prepared an ark to the saving of his household. And he said, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, listen to this, which is by faith. That right walk, how do we have it? It's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what's wrong with us today? We don't have no faith. We don't believe that God is God, praise God, and he's looking down upon us, and he's, praise God, he's guiding us along. He'll help us if we'll let him, praise God, along this journey of life and lead us into salvation and lead us into the promised land one of these days. Lend us home, praise God. If we just follow Jesus. Amen. He paved the way for us. Even when it comes time to cross old Chili Jordan. I thought about the other day when we were sitting there with Brother Dan Stevenson. He was passing away. Praise God. I thought, you know what? This journey's sweet to him. Hey, there's no anxiety. There's no doubt. There's no wondering because he had followed Jesus all the days of his life. Praise be to God. Since the day he had spawned again. And glory be to God. When it come time for him to pass over old Chili Jordan. Glory be to God. He just followed Jesus' footsteps right on in. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say, glory to God, we can do the same thing if we'll just trust Jesus. If we'll just trust Jesus. The Bible said that he feared God. He prepared our to the saving of his household. Now, I got to thinking, I got to wonder, what was it that motivated Noah so much that he would do what God would say without ever questioning it? Sometimes we say, well, you know, Noah probably said, well, you know, Lord, what's an ark? I don't know nothing about no boat. Why do you want me? He never questioned it. Bible said that he obeyed God. Amen. When God spoke to him to the building of an ark, to the saving of his family, praise God, he never questioned. He just went to building. Why? Because there was something different about this man. We see in Genesis chapter 5, the Bible mentions a man named Jared. And that Jared was a well up in years, and he had a little old boy named Enoch. Amen. Enoch was birthed into the world. Praise God, through the bloodline of Jared. Amen. All these had come through the godly line of Seth. Amen. Some men, where men begin to call upon God again, and they begin to look to God again, and they begin to see that, and there was something different about a child of God. Amen. The Bible said that they come down, and Jared had a little old boy named Enoch. And Enoch walked with God. Amen. And when Enoch was 65 years old, that he had a son named Methuselah. Amen. And the Bible said as Enoch began to walk with God, amen, and he walked with God for 300 years. Amen. He walked with him for 300 years. That little old boy, Methuselah, he got to see his daddy, praise God, walking with God through the journey of life. Amen. From the day he was born till God took him out of here, praise the Lord. Amen. What are you saying? I believe there's something that's instilled in him that he never got over. And the Bible says that Enoch walked with God and was not after 300 years, for God took him. Amen. You know the story. Enoch was walking along communing with God, which he did right regularly. Called God, hey, listen, he had a friend in Jesus. Amen. And he is walking along one day, communing with God. And God said, Enoch, I love you so much. We're closer to my house. We are yours. Let's just go home. Praise God. You just go home with me. And the Bible said he was not for God took him. Amen. And the Bible says that Methuselah lived after he begot, so Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. Amen. He begot Lamech. He was 187 years old when he begot Lamech. Amen. You say, well, what's the significance? I'm going to get there in a minute. He begot Lamech, and the Bible says that Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Methuselah lived 969 years, the oldest person that we have record of in the Word of God. Amen. You know why that is? I believe it caused a clean living. Amen. I believe, praise God, you want longevity in life. Praise God, you've got to have a clean life. I believe, praise God, if we'll clean up our act and we'll walk with God, I believe He'll give us longevity. Amen. Hey, we know when we live in sin. We know when we live in iniquity. Praise God, infections, diseases, things infiltrate our body, which are already under a curse, and they destroy us. But praise God, He said, when you got clean living, amen, it'll make all the difference in the world. And the Bible said, and Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. Amen. The Bible says that Lamech begot a son. In other words, Lamech had a son. Amen. Are you with me? And the Bible said, and he called his name Noah. This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Amen. So you see this man named Lamech. And the Bible said he had a son and he called, now stay with me. And he had a son and he called his name Noah. Now I'm going to paint you a picture. God, help me, Lord. Help me just to show you the picture that God showed me for just a minute and we'll go to the house. But I believe there was one day that a little old tow-headed boy about 6 years old, named Noah, I believe he come running to daddy one day and he said, I want to preach this message just a little bit. The title of my message, The Next Generation Going to Papaw's. The Next Generation Going to Papaw's. And I believe old little Noah come to Lamech, his daddy, one day. And I believe he said, I believe little Noah looked up at daddy, a little six-year-old boy. I believe he said, daddy. And he said, what is it, Noah? What is it, son? He said, daddy, can I go over to Papaw's? Can I go over and see Papaw for a little while? And I believe Lamech said, yeah, son. He said, you can go over to Papaw's, but you be careful crossing the road. Watch out for the cover of horses. And be careful, son. And he said, all right, daddy, I'll be careful. And I believe there's a little old boy named Noah. I believe he crossed that road, glory be to God, on his way to Papaw's. I believe there was something down in the heart of that little old fella that gave him a desire to go to Papaw's house. You remember what it was like to go to Papaw's house? God wouldn't take nothing for those days. I believe that little old boy, little old Noah, went over there. He come through the gate. He walked up the pathway. He got a hold of that door latch and he opened that door and he went in. You say he didn't knock. Hey, listen, you don't knock when you go to Papaw's house. Amen. Glory be to God. Papaw'd fuss at you if you knocked up the door. He said, son, you don't knock at the door. You come in the house. Amen. This is you. You belong here. I believe little old Noah opened that door. Pray that little old six-year-old boy. I believe he opened that door, swung it open. He said, Papa! I'm here! Amen. Hey, I believe old Methuselah was sitting there in his chair. Hey, amen. I believe he had some tablets in his lap. I believe he was looking at those good oracles of God. Hey, I believe he was a power of God, anointed God, was all over him. Why? Because he had seen his daddy. Hey, amen. He had seen Enoch. He knew what the walk of God was. I believe a little old six-year-old boy went running in there. Brother Kim, I believe he jumped up in his lap. And I believe he sat there, maybe reached up Brother Bill and gave him a big old hug.
Yeah.
I love you, Papaw. Papaw hugged him up just sweet in his arms. He said, I love you too, son. Precious time, praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe after he sat there a little bit, Brother Bill, I believe that little old boy looked up at his papaw and he said, Papaw, he said, how old are you? He said, son, by man's standards, I'm just a middle-aged man. I'm just about 10 years older than my daddy was when God took him to heaven. He said, I'm 375 years old. Amen. A middle-aged man. And I see that little old boy looked up at him. He said, oh, Papa. Papa, you mean when your daddy died? And old old Methuselah looked down at him and said, oh, no, son, no. He said, my father never died. My father, praise God, he walked with God. He knew God. Amen. He said, my father never died. Amen. When he was 65 years old, amen, he had me. I was born when my daddy was 65 years old. And from the time my daddy, praise God, till the time, he said, Noah, from the time I was born, amen. My daddy began to walk with God, and he walked with God all the days of his life, 300 years. Amen. Amen. He said, he never died. Said he walked with God. Oh, Papa. Papa, you mean he was a religious man? You mean he went to church and he sang in the choir? Oh, no, son. He was a whole lot more than that. My daddy, he loved God. He walked with God. He was a friend of God. Amen. He communed with God all the days of his life. Amen. Till he took him out of here. Oh, yes, son. It was a whole lot more than just religion. It was just a whole lot more than going to church. He had a relationship with God. He talked to God. God was his friend. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So no, son, he didn't die. He was translated. He went to be with the Lord. Amen. God took him out of here. So he didn't die? No, he didn't die. He went out of here alive and well. Praise God. He was something, praise God, down inside him, Lord. And he never let go of it from the day I was born, amen, till the day he went out. 300 years. Can you imagine as he sits there and he reminisces over those days? 300 years of daddy walking with God. He's seen daddy. He's seen daddy reading his Bible. He's seen daddy praying. He's seen daddy communing with God. Amen. He's seen him walking in the cool of the evening talking to somebody. Amen. Can you imagine that? Hey, was something stuck in the heart of Methuselah. Praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, nobody, nothing could ever take that out of his mind. I see it. Can you see that? Can you see as God began to work? And that little old boy, he said, so Papa said, then your daddy didn't die. He said, no. He said, he went out of here in glory. Amen. He went out of here shouting the praises of God all the days of his life. He went out of here excited about the things of God. Amen. He went out of here, amen, reminiscing on the days, praise God, when he got in. He never forgot where he got in. You know what's wrong with a lot of people today? We forget where we got in, and when we get in, we get too close to the edge, and we fall back off. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to get in, praise God, and get over in the middle, glory to God. Get over that middle ground, praise God, and walk with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I can see. Can you see this? That little boy's looking at his papa. He said, oh, God. He said, well, what happened, Papa? He said he took him to heaven. He said, so he didn't die. He said, no, praise God. He went to be with his heavenly Father, praise God, that he might give him glory. And he sits there a few minutes. He says, Papa, I can see him as a mind's eye. He looks up at him. He says, Papa, why is your name Methuselah? He said, son, whenever I was born, Daddy was communing with God. Amen. He said, oh, Enoch was communing with God, and God spoke to his heart. And he said, Enoch, he said, this boy that you have, he said, I want you to name him Methuselah. He said, because after he dies, judgment's coming. He said, son, my name means after this, then that. And I believe that. I can see Brother Bill, that little old boy, as he looks up into Papa's face, and he says, Papa, he said, what's judgment? Papa, what's judgment? He said, oh, son, judgment is that wrath of God that he pours out on men because of wickedness. Amen. I believe that little old boy, he looked up at Papa's face And he says, "Papa, Papa, what's the wrath of God? What does that mean?" He said, "That's when God pours out, praise God, because he's angry with sin. He's angry with the sin of men and women and boys and girls. He's angry about it." And I can see little old Noah, Brother Bill, as he looks up in the face of Papa. And he says, "Papa, why is God angry with the little children? Why is God mad at the little children? Why is God mad at the mamas and daddies? Why, Papa?" Because he said, "Because sin has come in, iniquity. Amen. Has crept into our homes, our lives, and we've rebelled against God. We've rejected God. We've pushed him out of our homes." He said, "God's angry with that. That sin that has so easily beset us." Amen. He says, I see little old Noah tears right down his face. He says, "Papa, I don't want God to be angry with me. Papa, I want God to be pleased with me." Amen. I can see Methuselah as he loves him up in army. Tears are running down his face. Tears are running down Noah's face. And he said, son, just promise me something. Promise me that you'll just walk to God. You'll listen to God. He'll help you, praise God. Amen. I believe a little old tow-headed boy looks up at Papa. He said, "Papa," he said, I'll try to be good." He says, "Noah, if you'll try to be good, God Almighty will help you to be the man, the person that he wants you to be." Tears are running down his face. "God will help you to be that." Amen. I maybe take out his handkerchief and dry those little tears. He said, "Son, it'll be all right. Son, Papa's praying for you. Amen. God's going to use you in a mighty way." Amen. I see in my mind's eye, Brother Bill. I know this ain't all in there, but praise God. Thank you, Lord. He says, he sits there for a little while. I believe little Noah jumps down and he goes off about his business. But I believe there's times in his life that he says, "Daddy, can I go over to Papa's?" And Daddy says, "Yeah, son, you can go over to Papa's." And I believe there's a time or two, Brother Jeff, that little old tow-headed boy, he goes up Papa's walkway and he gets to the door and he reaches for that latch. And about the time he reaches for that latch, he hears Papa and Mama in the house. And they're saying, Oh God, pour out your grace upon little Noah. Oh God, we know what the end result of this thing is. But oh God Almighty, will you pour out your grace upon this little boy? Help him, God. Oh, the days of his life. That's no old purpose. I believe that little old boy. I believe that little old boy probably stood there at Papa's door and he heard them prayers. Maybe time after time after time. Amen. I prayed all the days of his life. Papa, I prayed, "Oh God, touch him. Touch my grandson. Save him, Lord. Pour out your grace upon him." Amen. Praise God, you say, "Did it work? Did it work? Do you think it worked? Do you think it works? Do you think it works?" The Bible says it works. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, said, "God saw that the wickedness of the man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of the heart of his heart was only evil continuous." Kind of like now. Amen. You say, "Well, we can't get through this, preacher." They did. Amen. That family did. And he said, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I made them." But then notice what happens. "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Amen. Old Methuselah was praying, oh God, my grandson, oh God. Amen. And there was something planted in the seed of that little heart. Amen. They begin to look at life in a different perspective, with a different perspective. They looked at it, began to look at it with a different eye, a different view. And that little boy began to walk, and he began to walk, and he said, "You know what? I've got to try to be pleasing to God. It don't matter what my buddies is doing. Don't matter what my friends are doing. Don't matter what my family's doing. I've got to be pleasing to God." Amen. And the Bible says that Noah, now this Noah, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You know how you find grace? When you go seeking for it. Amen. See, something was planted in the heart of this little old fella by Papa. Amen. I believe Papa and great Papa, I believe there was something planted in his heart, praise God. And he got to seeking it. And when a seeking sinner comes across a path, brother Andrew, of a seeking Savior, praise God, there's something happens. Amen. Even though it may butt heads for a little, but praise God, there's a union takes place. Amen. The Bible said they was a seeking sinner, came along and met a seeking Savior. And they had a union together. God done made up His mind. He said, "I'm going to just wipe this everything out." He said, "I'm just going to start new." But praise God, the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Why? Because there was somebody that stood up, praise God, and proclaimed to God, told Him there's a good God of glory that loved Him. Amen. See, told Him there was a right way and a wrong way. Amen. He was an old papa, praise God, to get on his knee, wasn't afraid to call her name out to the Lord. Amen. I wonder how many times little old Noah stood there and heard papa say, "Oh God, remember Noah. Oh God, touch Noah." You know what he did? I believe he called him by name. Amen. I believe we need to call him by name. If we've got lost loved ones, lost family, we need to call him by name. Amen. We need to lift him up to the Lord. And the Bible goes on, verse 9 of chapter 6. He said, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation." God looked down at a generation. All he saw was wickedness all around him. But in glory be to God. He said when he looked around, he seen wickedness all over the place. But right in the middle of that wickedness, are you hearing me? Right in the middle of that wickedness, there was a little old boy that had grown up to be a man. Amen. Had grew up to be a man, praise God. And God looked down and He said, "You know what? Right there is one I can use." Amen. Amen. Praise God. There is hope for mankind. He said He was perfect in His ways, praise God. He followed God. He listened. He was willing to listen. Was He a perfect person? No. He had His faults like me and you, but praise God, He done His best to listen to God. Amen. What did God do? God honored that. Amen. Said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Said Noah was a just man. That means he is righteous. I mean, he tried to do that was right. Amen. He had settled in his mind, settled his heart to do that was right, that was pleasing to God. He was perfect in his generation. I mean, he was sincere the way he walked. I mean, he walked with God on purpose, not because he had to. Amen. I believe a lot of folks today, we try to walk with God because we think we have to. But not because we want to. See, he purposed in his heart to follow God. Amen. And the Bible says, and Noah walked with God. Amen. He walked with God. Praise God. Why? Because I believe a whole lot had to do with the visit to Papa's house. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of us sitting here this morning, praise God, because of Papa and Mama, praise God, and we're here today. Amen. I'll never forget when Papa come by and picked me up and carried me to the house of God. Amen. I am what I am today by the grace of God and because Mama and Papa love me enough to come by and take me to the house of God. Amen. Amen. But the next generation, listen to me, God help us. The next generation, are they going to have that same hope? Are they going to have that same hope? When your young'uns is grown, amen, will your grand young'uns want to come to see Papa so Papa can love them in the Lord and tell them about Jesus? Huh? Boy, I tell you, if we haven't got our heart's desire set on that to be a help, praise God, then there's something wrong with us today. The next generation going to Papa's. Well, let me ask you a question this morning in closing. What will they find at Papa's? What will they find at Papa's? But most, what will they find at your house? Amen. You should pray, well, preacher, my papa, my mom, my mama and papa, they were good people. They loved the Lord. Well, let me ask you a question. What about you? What about you? Because see, one day, if you've got children, you're going to be a mama and a papa. Amen. You're going to be a mama and a papa. And you know what? If we ain't very careful, our children won't even want to come to see us, and they won't want their grandchildren to come see us either. Amen. But the next generation, praise God, ought to be wanting and desiring to go to Papa's. Amen. They ought to be a desire in our heart to pass out a little love of God and to pass out godliness to our children and our grandchildren so that they can see it now. What about the next generation? What about your generation? What about that generation that's going to Papa's? Mamas, Papa's, what do your grandchildren see at your house? Huh? What do they see at your house? You know the influence that you have on them? It's tremendous. It's tremendous. Right now, it's tremendous. Especially if they're 5, 6, 7 years old, their little minds, they're just like sponges. And they're taking that in. And boy, if we ain't telling them the good things of God, if they ain't seeing Christ in us, the hope of glory, boy, we're letting them down. The next generation will grow up and they'll grow away from God. Mamas, daddies, what about you? Are your children seeing Christ in you? They seeing something, praise God, that's so marvelous that they're going to desire what you have. At one day, they're going to come up and they're going to go and they're going to live righteous before God. One day, Brother Andrew, they may be some, but God may look down upon them. He said, I need that one right there. Amen. I'm going to use that one. These little ones here we have today. Amen. Praise God. That's the next generation. And as they go to Papa's now, what are they seeing when they get there? But I'll go past that and I'm done. What do they see in you when they come to the house of God? Do you come together to worship God in spiritual truth because of who He is? Not because you have to be here, but because you want to be here to worship Him. Realizing that one day in a little while, praise God, as we go through life and we go to Papa's, that one day, praise God, we're going to surpass all that and the next generation is going to be going to be with God. Amen. That should be our heart's desire this morning. Amen. Is to take the next generation and bring them to God. Praise the Lord.